the Trader Cop Crypto Podcast Weekly Highlights.
I look at this and I think, yes, the market's sideways. So there's not that much activity. There's not a great deal going on. But the market's holding. We want to see money being made. We want to see our non-investment making returns. I hear people suggesting easy money. Now, that doesn't exist, all right? People that say, oh, there's easy money here. Well, it doesn't exist. Trades where you might not see the instant profit. You might not see the dollars in the account. You might not see the growth of the account instantly. So you might not get that instant gratification. So with the sideways market, I see it as a wonderful time to develop not just the projects, but yourself. The reason I'm in crypto is because when you do, like, you've got to have the skills. When you have those skills, like I say, the risk multiple remains the same, but the reward multiple is just staggering. The 0.1% today isn't worth that much, and it's not that interesting. But in a year or two, that could be worth $5,000 to you. When the markets are sideways, it's a really good time because you don't have those distractions. You don't have that fear, that FOMO. You don't have that rush of blood right now. It's a perfect time to be learning. Without a stop loss, your potential downside is unlimited. Don't forget that. It is unlimited. So it's just interesting to see and think and go beyond what's in front of you right now. Yes, we trade what's in front of us right now, but are we really truly planning for the future? I don't want to influence that decision at all, but my take on this is I'm waiting for strong direction. Now, if that direction does come to the downside, hey, that's fine with me. For most accounts, it's limited to what's in your account, but for some, it's not. So it's unlimited how much money you can lose. That's not trading to me. How long ahead are you actually thinking? Are you looking to build wealth over the long term, or are you just after instant gratification right now? There's not a great deal of interest for me within those top 10s. It's focusing on trading against the Bitcoin pairs that I'm interested in, or even against the Ethereum pairs, if you can find anything there. Honest truth is, I will never take a trade without a stop loss, and I know that just about every trader in the world who's worth their salt wouldn't either.